Back here on the Radio Sports page, we're joined now by current Central center and former Pella Christian alum and center for the boys basketball team, Joshua Van Gorp. And Josh, you guys had a great season at Central this year. Before we get into the postseason accolades, you guys had a first-year head coach. He came over from the women's squad where your little sister was one of his top players as well with Coach Joe Steinkamp, and you guys had a tremendous season, a really fun squad to watch, and you guys played super well together this year. Just talk a little bit about that experience of playing for Coach Steinkamp in his first year as men's head coach and what you guys were able to do this year.
Yeah, well, I'd heard really good things about Steinkamp from my sister. She really, really loved playing with him. So I was pretty excited to hear that that's who was going to be our coach. And yeah, he took over and he really figured out a way to get us all playing with each other. And it was just fun the whole way through.
And one thing that he did that was a little unique from, you know, the past couple of seasons was he put you and fellow 6'10" forward Grant Johnson on the floor at the same time. And that caused a lot of issues for a lot of teams, and you guys had a really good season with the two of you in the lineup. And then, you know, you guys were surrounded by some really talented players with Drew Edwards, Cade Terrell, Cole Tupa, some, you know, more guys off the bench, the Brand brothers, you know, a lot of really, really talented players. And how did that kind of work, you know, kind of seeing the shift in the lineup a little bit and seeing how well that change worked out from, you know, the prior season to this season?
Yeah, it was definitely a big change. I mean, I never really expected to, I don't know, play as much with Grant as I did. But, I mean, it worked about as good as it could have. And yeah, it took a few games to get it all kind of figured out. But once we did, it was really working well. And having, like, those guys come off the bench, the Brand twins, they give us so much energy. And it's just so much fun to watch them play and come off the bench and do so well.
Absolutely. That was really fun to see. And you had a phenomenal season for the Dutch this year. You were averaging 17.5 points per game, 7.6 rebounds, 1.5 blocks. You guys were, you know, tops in Division III with blocks per game. You were fourth in Division III in field goal percentage. There's a ton of accolades that go along with that, including the American Rivers Conference Most Valuable Player. And getting to do that for your hometown school and, you know, just being able to receive such a high honor like that among, you know, the teams in the American Rivers Conference, which was such a deep conference this year. What does that mean to you to be able to say that, you know, you were the MVP for a season in college?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, playing for my hometown, all my family and friends get to come to most of the games, and just seeing them in the stands, just pretty cool.
That is pretty fun. And, you know, looking at what you guys were able to accomplish, you know, beyond that, you got some postseason accolades to go even further than, you know, the conference MVP. You were named to the All-District team by the National Association of Basketball Coaches. You were named to the D3Hoops.com All-Region team. And then you earned a pretty substantial honor in being a NABC All-American as a third-team selection, the first player ever in Central history to receive such an honor. What does that mean to you to be able to hold that title of the lone All-American voted on by the National Association of Basketball Coaches?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool, pretty big award, and it shows all the hard work over the years. It's paid off.
You know, looking at an award like that and, you know, seeing the success you're able to attain this year, you guys have, you know, a lot of guys returning, just a handful of guys that won't be back with the squad next year. You return a lot of key pieces. You know, looking at the success you're able to find this year and get those awards, you know, I know that's one thing, but I know that knowing you a little bit, that's not the end-all be-all is getting the awards. You're more the team-first type of guy. And so, you know, I don't know that it'll necessarily be that big of a problem, but how do you make sure that you can continue that level of play next year and maybe not be satisfied with that? What are some of the things you're going to do to try to combat, you know, some complacency maybe?
Yeah. Well, our team's always really competitive in our open gyms and all that, and during practices. I mean, we have a lot of hard practices, so that won't be a concern. Keep playing hard and all that. And yeah, I mean, we have a lot of goals still going into next year. I mean, to win the conference tournament, that's definitely going to be our number one goal. Get that back.
Yeah, we would love for you guys to get that one back. And, you know, looking at what you guys have next year, you talk about some of those goals, and, you know, Coach Steinkamp will have another year of experience as the men's head coach. You know, you're going to have a lot more guys who are more experienced. You guys will have more experience playing with each other. What are a few of those goals that you're setting out? I know it's super early to maybe be dictating what those goals are next year. I know you mentioned the winning the conference tournament, but what are some of the other goals that you guys are setting out maybe here in the off season and some things to attain prior to the start of next season, you know, so that you guys, once we get to next basketball season, you're ready to hit the ground running and have another successful season.
Yeah, we'll definitely be hitting the weights over the summer. We'll be playing a lot in open gym and just developing that chemistry more and more, just getting ready for the season.
Absolutely, Josh. We appreciate the time. Congratulations on all the accolades this season. I know that that's a super cool thing, and I know that's not necessarily your ultimate goal is to, you know, win all those awards, but it's always very cool to receive those. And so congratulations again on that, and we wish you the best of luck this summer as you prepare for next season, and wish you the best of luck going into next season.
Yep, thank you for having me on.